Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
It is the first episode of the quarterfinals. We have AGT's favorite Cody Lee, and we have our wild cards and Lee Burns. Don't go anywhere. You're watching AfterBuzz TV.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Yes, yes, yes. We are back with AGT, guys. And we... Ooh, thank you for the sound effects. Guys, I'm so excited because it is the quarterfinals. Probably my favorite because it is the first episode of the live shows at the Dolby Theater. Rachel, say hi to my... I was going to say, Rachel, say hi to my co-host. Everybody, say hi to my co-host, Rachel Swidler. She is actor, singer, dancer. Everybody knows her by now from this show. And Big Brother Alum.
Yes. Yes, I'm so excited. It was so nice to finally get to the live shows and see these acts, some of them that we haven't seen in weeks. And we haven't seen Cody Lee in weeks. So I think there was another Golden Buzzer, Julianne's Golden Buzzer, that I hadn't seen yet because I was unable to make it to that show. So I'm super excited to talk about these acts. It was exciting. It was live, that live show energy that we needed.
It really was. And don't go anywhere, guys, because we really do have a great show for you. 31 acts went through, and then we have 3 wild cards throughout this whole entire process. Tonight, we have Ansley Burns. We're going to be breaking that down. And then America's Got Talent's favorite, Cody Lee. He's breaking the internet again. He's always breaking the internet. He's a favorite. I think I was the most excited for him to come back. I was so excited. I don't know about you, but...
Yeah. No, I was excited to see Cody again. I mean, and I can't wait to talk about him later on in the episode.
And what were some of your overall thoughts of it?
Overall thoughts of the acts. I mean, a lot of them really stepped up to the plate and really delivered tonight. I mean, it was interesting. I felt like the judges were really nice tonight.
Weird, because usually at the finals, they want everyone to step it up. They're like, it's time to like bring the power, to bring the fight on. And they did seem really nice.
Yeah.
There was a lot of acts that we'll be going over that they stood up for that I was absolutely shocked that they
had
standing ovation for.
There was standing ovations where I didn't think there needed to be standing ovations. There was a lot of... I don't know. They didn't make it easy for America to say, these are the ones I want out and these are the ones I want to stay.
Yeah.
I feel like they didn't really make that known to us. So, I mean, it who knows what's going to happen tomorrow? Because I feel like there were acts that Simon and Howie and all them really love more than others. And I don't think that they fought as hard for those acts.
Yeah, I agree. I think everyone was super nice today. But let's start off with our ladies, G-Force. Thank you guys for giving us a shout-out. We reposted you on our Instagrams. We love you guys. I think that you girls stepped it up to, like, a whole new level. I was watching, and I was just, like, between the rapping, the singing, the dancing, just the vibe. I wrote down that you guys were confident, you were in sync. All the judges liked you guys besides Simon. And Simon said you need to take control and write your own music. In the past, he said that. And so that's why we were all really confused, because they wrote their own song and they did amazing. What did you think?
Yeah, I mean, Gabriella said, you know, you told them to take control and write their own music. Then they write their own music, and then you go and you tell them that they need to go find a writer to write a better song. So I thought their song was catchy and cute, and I believe their song was the name of their group, G-Force.
Yeah.
So I wrote down that I love them, exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. Gabriella said that she's a super fan. I am too. Like I said, they shouted us out on Instagram. I shouted them out last week because I just really like them. I think that they are super talented, and it looks like I need to do a little bit more research on them, but it looks like they have a really strong backing. There's somebody that's their choreographer that's, like, super famous. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to actually do a little more research on that and let you guys know about that next week. But they've they're just so talented, and they're so likable and relatable, and I would go to their concert. I'm not, I mean, we broke out in Cheetah Girls and Spice Girls and, you know, all of those girl groups that were such big fans of, or I was such big fans of growing up. They're reminding me of those, and I love them. So they make me happy.
What's so crazy is that when they were talking about, they were like, oh, our favorite girl groups, and they said Spice Girls is okay. And then they're like, Fifth Harmony, Little Mix, and I'm like, God, Fifth Harmony, Little Mix is not that old, but these girls are young. So to them, they look up to, like, Fifth Harmony. To me, I was, like, so much older than Fifth Harmony. So it's such a different feel. Like, back in the day, it was like, I mean, girl groups, what? Like, Destiny's Child, Spice Girls. So it's just kind of funny to see the newer generation, like, who their top artists were. Because, yeah, you know, they were not there. When,
exactly.
You know, it's crazy.
I mean, Disney should be calling them up ASAP to get them. Do I think that they're Vegas material into the winner of this? No, I don't really think that they should win the show. I don't think that they will, but I do see them having a long lasting career, definitely in the Disney Kitty arena.
I definitely agree. I do not think, it's not that I don't think they should win because they're good, but they're just, yeah, I don't see them winning it, but yeah. I definitely see this launching their career because I don't think that this is a Vegas act. This is, I could see the mainstream kids pop act. Like, for real, definitely Disney. I could see them on, like, remember the show Shake It Up? Like, I could see Disney having a show about G4.
Yes.
Like, I could see it, or Nickelodeon.
Oh, my gosh. 100%.
You girls are going to get picked up. Keep pushing. You guys are amazing.
Yeah, awesome.
And the next act that you think is amazing, Rachel, not that I don't think he's great, but not my cup of tea, it was Greg Morton. Mm-hmm. And he is a voice, how would you say, like a voice actor, voice impersonator?
Yeah, they actually have him on here as, he's a comedian.
Okay.
They have him listed as a comedian.
Okay, well, comedian, he's still, to me, a voice impersonator, because that's literally what he does, is he impersonates voices. To me, he's great at what he does. To me, it's just so random. It's not like he... I get that it would be kind of boring to just do The Lion King. Okay, I get that. But he went from The Lion King to Jurassic Park, and, like, all of what he does is so spot on, but it was just so random for me that I literally couldn't keep up with it.
Yeah, I mean, I think Greg, in his own right, and what he does is just, it's so captivating. I mean, Juliana said that he's activating our imagination, which he really is. He is great at doing that. I think that he is incredibly talented. I loved the backdrop and production around it, with, like, the stage door opening, mm-hmm. and all of that. I thought that was really cute, the setup and everything. I think he was wearing a jacket that was super cute. It was like a Tetris jacket. But, I mean, I don't have an incredibly a lot to say about Greg. I think that he's talented, and I think he does deserve to go forward after this week. I'm not really sure how hard I'm going to be pulling for him, mm-hmm. but I do think that he deserves to go through this week.
Do you think that do you think that he should have gotten a standing ovation? Like,
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I think that's a little bit of a stretch to have a standing ovation, but...
That's what I'm saying. That's why I was really confused. I was like, he's good, but... Yeah, not my cup of tea.
Yeah, but he is very talented in his own right, as someone who impersonates as well and can appreciate somebody who can you know, impersonate and take us into a different world. That's why I do find him... I'm very fond of him, because I do some impersonations myself, so...
So there you go. It's like you guys are brother and sister.
He's my bro.
Yes, and our next act is Carmen Carter. So, okay.
Yeah.
Carmen Carter is an amazing singer, performer. Like, it's just so obvious. I wrote down here that she has lots of confidence. She has passion. For me, personally, I don't think that it was the best song for the first live show. I don't think it was the best choice. I didn't think it was powerful enough at certain points toward the end. It definitely got... bigger. Simon said that it was like a whole package this time. Julian said you made it your own. Howie kind of agreed with us, I think, that it doesn't know if it was her strongest choice or the strongest song. And I agree with Howie. I just, mm-hmm. I don't know. It was just such a strange song to be the first song for the live, live show.
Yeah, it was the Imagine Dragons song, which I was like, wait, what? Like, where did... I don't know. That's not in the Carmen Carter box of songs or bag of tricks that I would have expected her to come out with.
Like that part, that she stepped it up and did something different.
Yeah, I mean, I have to agree with Howie on this one and say that I was not blown away. I mean, I wrote down that I didn't really feel anything. And
I
didn't think it was I have to disagree with Simon. I didn't think that it was a good choice of song, and I didn't think that it fit her.
I agree.
You know, we have the live chat up right now, and I apologize, I'm going to misspell this. Coffee. So, it's something with the username Coffee in it. Shout out to you for giving us your opinions here. Carmen's voice is not strong. The music overpowered her. So this person felt that the music kind of overpowered her. You know, I think that she has a great voice, just not America's Got Talent winner. And I don't think that she's going to advance, but we never know. And then, you know, I mean, she did hit some big notes, but
yeah, I don't think that the whole performance was overall like spot on. There were people that really did a performance that was overall really great. I think she had bits and pieces, but like as a whole performance, no. And also, I just don't know, like, there's some people, like, okay, G4 seems to have like a cult following. We're going to get into them after, like, Sophie Pakora. There's a lot of people, Ansley, that have, like,
a following behind them.
I don't know if she does.
Yeah, I don't think that Carmen is, you know, in this day and age and how it is, I mean, America is voting, you know, this needs to be someone that's going to go through. I just don't see her appeal to the audience as much as I do some of the other contestants.
No, I honestly agree. I think we're on the same page there.
Yeah, yeah.
And the next act I think we're also on the same page is Emerald Bells. I think that this was... Well, actually, I don't know if we're on the same page with these. I think this was their best performance.
Yeah.
So I thought it was great. I loved... Why I loved it, I think it was because it was the live shows and they had production backing them. I think it felt like everyone did... stepped it up too because of the live, the production that is behind it when it comes to all the live
shows. I remember
shows.
You saying that in some of our previous episodes, you saying like once the production is behind them, it seems like things start coming together a little bit more. It's nice to see what these acts do with the production behind it, which was really awesome to see tonight.
Yeah. I mean, I love how they showed the camera that goes on top of them. Like there's the camera and how it just showed them doing all their crazy moves. What I wrote down, what I didn't understand though was how would that resonate to a Vegas live audience? I guess if there's a camera on top, like if the audience can see the camera on top, but like I don't know, I just there was a lot of shots like that and I'm like, okay, viewers at home, that makes sense.
Yeah,
but for like a live show, what did they see? Obviously everybody loved them, and even Howie said blew the roof off this place. That was spectacular. Howie was a hard critic, and they turned him into a fan.
Yeah, which is always nice to see when you've got a judge that isn't on your side, and then you do something and you blow them away. So I'm sure they were feeling really great about themselves for that. And shout out to the Emerald Bells. Great job. But at the end of the day, not my cup of tea. It's still reminding me of high school. I know that... Okay, I'm laughing because of our other, the same person, Coffee. I'm just going to say Coffee because I don't know how to pronounce the first part of it. But shout out to you every time she's given her. She goes, Belle don't like kicking leg too much. But, which I did say when I was there. I was like, gosh, they're kicking their legs too. Which
that's
I get.
That's what their act is.
That's what their act is. So if that's what their act is, I just wasn't a fan. It's just, again, it's reminding me of high school kick line.
Yeah.
It's not what I think the production is what made them seem like they had stepped up and made them seem maybe a little more than it was. But
I definitely think that. I mean... Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if they're going to go through. I'm really not sure. They're an act that they could have a cult following, but they may not have as much as some of the others. So I don't know.
I don't know. They're not, they're still not, I still find that I'm not, like, rooting for them. Like, there's not.
Yeah.
And sometimes when there's so many people in an act, it's hard to relate to them.
It's really true.
That's what I'm finding. I'm finding that I'm relating more to, like, the you know, the Sophie Pecoras or the Cody Lees or the, my girl, Iman. So it's just, yeah.
It's like, how do we go from Carmen Carter to, like, an entire stage full of people?
50 people kicking their face. I mean, it's like, I mean, we have other acts that have, like, The Unbeatable, who I'm sure we're going to be seeing coming up. There's a lot of people in that, but their story, the story behind them makes you relate with them more and makes you want to root for them more. I just don't think Emerald Bells have the... They don't have the story. They don't have, like, a lot of things.
We talked about how the story was kind of overpowering talent and how, well, I know me, I didn't really like that. I was like, okay, I care more about talent than story. But then this is a really good, what you just brought up is actually a really good point because I'm like, you know what? That's what I thought. And these girls have a lot of talent, but there is no, like, relatable story.
Yeah.
I may have changed my mind about the story,
guys. I might have changed my mind, too. Because, you know, now that I do see it, and you put it in a little bit more of perspective, you're like, well, yeah. I mean, once you get to know these people and you feel like you know them a little more, you're rooting for them. You're in their corner. But with Emerald Bells, I just don't relate.
No, I agree. I'm glad that you brought that up, though, because I'm curious. Yeah, I'm curious how that's all going to play out. That's such a good – wow. Wow, learning something new today.
Man, I feel really smart right now.
Well, Rachel is really smart, and Rachel – what do you have to tell our beautiful AfterBuzzers?
Well, this is what I have to tell you guys. It's that we love you and we appreciate you so, so, so much because without you, we cannot be who we are. We cannot be the ESPN, number one ESPN of talk TV. But for us to continue to grow, if you're on YouTube right now, hit the thumbs up button and subscribe. If you're on iTunes, please, please, please give us a 5-star rating. But no matter where you are, leave us a comment so that you can get involved in the conversation. We always love hearing from you, hearing your opinions, hearing where you're at, because, you know, our opinions aren't the only ones that matter. Your opinion matters too. And being a part of AfterBuzz, it's such an amazing family here. You get to meet great people. You get to make new friends. So it's an absolutely great community. So we're very thankful for you as well because you're a part of that community with us and we love you.
Thank you, Rachel, for telling us that. Everybody, we love everybody. Everybody loves AfterBuzz.
I just love everybody, and, like, I just have a lot of feelings. She doesn't even go here. Do you even go here? No, I just have a lot of feelings.
Literally one of my favorite movies
ever.
I
know, I love that movie, too. Girls.
But that's I feel like we can make a show just about
Mean Girls. Yeah, there's my acting moment. Moving on.
There we go. Okay, well, moving on to our next singer. She is adorable. She's definitely a fan favorite. And that is Sophie Pecoras. She is known for her... I'm going to say this wrong, especially because I'm not a singer, but she kind of has, like, a softer, whispering, talking...
Talky.
Singing voice.
Yeah.
And it's really an interesting one. I'm gonna get, like, people are gonna hate me for this. I don't get it. I don't understand. Maybe it's not that I don't even understand. I don't like this kind of music. I would never sit and listen to it. I'm a person that I like melody. I care about, like, the melody-driven beat. I'm not, like, as into lyrics. So it's just really not my cup of tea. Julian said that you speak the truth. Howie says you need to vote to stay here. Simon said... slightly in all of you right now. I was a little confused. It's the same thing since the beginning. I just didn't get it. Rachel, what about you?
Yeah, I thought that when Julianne said, I agreed with her. She said the first video package that they showed of her with her lyrics on the screen and all of that, that really spoke to me. I loved it. And it was very inspirational because I think she was the one I remember Simon had said, stop, you know, downing yourself. Stop taking your lyrics and taking your music into, like, a negative space. Let's take it now into a positive space and how we can learn and grow from all of this. So, yeah, I liked the video package, but then when it started, I found myself, like, just kind of underwhelmed. Like, very underwhelmed, especially now that we're in the production phase of it. And I get that what she's about, it is more about the words and the meaning behind the words. That is, she's more of sending a message and conveying a message. Her voice is just, you know, a little, it's mediocre.
I don't even get it. She's not really singing to me.
I know. And like I had said last week, I think I want to see more of her singing. And we're just, again, getting more of the talk, singing stuff. And I actually was incredibly shocked that she got such an amazing feedback from the judges. I mean, Simon was still standing up clapping when Julianne started talking. So that was a bit shocking. I mean, even the audience was up in roars. I mean, so she got an overwhelming response, which I was a little shocked by. But I mean, what am I here? I said I kind of wrote down it was a bit boring. I wrote down there's a short attention spans in today's age. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I feel like with it being so talky-talky and message-driven, she's going to lose people because we want the spectacle. We don't want to have to think too much when we're at a show. I'm sorry. It's the truth.
No, especially, you're right.
Especially for a Vegas show. You know, we want the glitz and the glam and the boom, boom, boom.
I don't think she's going to win Vegas.
You know, I just don't see it as the winner of America's Got Talent. Clearly, she's going to have a great career and there's some place in this entertainment world for her.
Exactly.
But it's not AGT this year.
And she has a great... She's a really great YouTube following, Instagram. Like, she'll be good. Definitely not a Vegas act, but no. I think she'll have her niche of people that really like her for her.
Yep.
Yeah.
For sure.
And then the next act, these are brothers that are insane, love taking their shirts off, love just doing some dangerous, crazy acts, super in shape. And these are the Masati brothers. And Rachel, what did you think of their performance tonight?
Oh, hot, hot, hot. Hey, papi. I loved it. I said, I'm already like, where can I get tickets to the show? They were everything a Vegas act should be and more.
Yes.
I'm a little biased too, because when they say at the end of this, it's a Vegas show. Like, this is going to be Vegas, Vegas, Vegas. So I'm thinking Vegas. I was in Vegas for 6 years watching shows, okay? I've been on the strip. I know what sells out there. And these three guys, they're gonna sell. Like, I was sitting there watching them take their clothes off. They're giving me, you know, Chippendale vibes along with the risk factor of it. So
taking off their shirts, I mean, how getting the crowd.
Yeah, I mean, they were just like, you know, boom, boom, boom. I loved that Julianne and Gabrielle Union stood up, but like Simon was like kind of up, like how he wasn't. So I was like, this is gonna sell. The ladies love it. I felt like it looked like they were flying at one point. I mean, because it was just so spectacular. And I knew Simon had said he wanted a little more. Something bigger at the ending, a bigger risk. I was like, Simon, shut up.
Oh, he was like, oh, you should look like, or you should get like you're going to be falling into piranhas.
I was like, no.
On the edge of death. And I'm like, but you just gave Sophie Pecora a standing ovation.
Yeah, that was complete jealousy.
I really believe that.
Yeah, I was like, wait.
Simon, you're still bae. You're still number one. So, like, I don't know why you're so jealous and competitive of the Masati brothers.
Yeah.
What do you think? Are you a Simon or Masati brother? Who do you got to choose?
I got to choose? I still got to go with my daddy, Simon.
Exactly.
He's too much of a daddy.
So, Simon, stop being jealous of the Masati brothers and let them just give them their shine.
Exactly.
That's what I think. And another act that shined tonight was Voices of Service, who they are a military, or they're from the military. What I loved is that they had a bunch of other military people in the back.
Yeah, in the choir.
I love that they just represent so much hope, strength. And it's not even like they have such a great story and great message, but what I absolutely love is that they have amazing voices.
Yeah.
What did you think about their performance?
I loved them. I mean, I'm a huge fan of Voices of Service. I tagged them in my Instagram the other week as well. I felt like it started out a little bit weak. I felt like the guy, there was the younger boy that had started it out. I was a little like, oh, like how, where is this going to go? But they did deliver. It was amazing. I'm excited to see more of them, and I hope and pray that they get through to the next round because they are so amazingly talented.
Yeah, Simon said they're inspirational. I think that they just have such power of vocals, and they have passion behind it. That's what I see. I see vocals coming out that are so powerful, but then so much passion behind
it. Oh, yeah.
They represent so much good. Again, I'm not sure about, we need to think about, like, who are the ones that are actually getting out their phones and voting? I feel like the younger people are the ones that, like, the younger acts are the ones that maybe you're going to go further. Like,
yeah,
I just 100%. Don't see, like, I see people voting more for G-Force than just because of the audience.
I mean, I went to their Instagram. I think they had just a little over 8,000 followers. So not a ton, So, yeah, I could definitely see that. Them not, but their story is amazing. I hope they get through.
Yeah, they're really, really, they're amazing. But yeah, our next act, this is a wild card. This is one of our wild cards, and this little girl started bawling on stage because she didn't make it through on the, what was it?
The judge's cuts.
The judge cuts, yeah. She didn't make it through. She was bawling her eyes out. And this is Miss Ansley Burns. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure really, like, how to say this. I mean, I guess I'll just say it. Not a fan. She's a cute little girl. This entire performance to me was, I was confused. Is she a country singer now? I didn't hear any of her vocals, really. It was just her, like, kind of singing and dancing around. I didn't get it. What about you?
I love that Ansley is from South Carolina. Represent, girl. But yeah, I mean, if you are going to bring back somebody, Ansley probably was a good choice. She's clearly a fan favorite. She's got an amazing person. She's got an amazing personality. She's cute, bubbly, and fun. Yeah. Like, America relates to her. She's cute. She's young. I mean, they're definitely going to want her to come back. But yeah, I mean, I felt like her lower notes were, like I've thought in the past, her lower notes are definitely a bit of a struggle for her, but she's great on the bigger notes. And I think only with age and with time, she's going to be even better. And I think what I had said last week was, this is not her time right now. I'm glad that she had that moment on stage tonight, and she'll have this memory for the rest of her life, but I don't think that she's going to get through.
I don't think that this was a step up from the auditions at all. I think the live shows is about stepping up. Just like Simon always says, I don't think she stepped up. He seemed to. He said, you're what this show is all about. She got a standing ovation. I'm just so confused. Like, yeah. I really was confused.
Again,
I don't get it.
It was like one of those acts where I said I was confused at the judge's response and the crowd response. And so if she gets through, then that's on the judges. They should have been a little more harsh, I felt like.
Yeah, I mean, she's younger, so I think she could possibly have a chance just because of, like, what we're talking about, the audience.
But we'll see.
But our next act is Alex Dowis, and he is a blacklight artist, if you guys remember him. He does some really incredible stuff. Something that it's very interesting because it's not something many people see. There's a lot of singers on here, people sing. This is something he's the only one on this stage in this entire performance that does something like this. So what did you think about his performance and just him in general as an act?
I wrote down, I had to think too much.
It is,
again,
yeah.
I mean, like I said previously, us as audience members, unfortunately, our attention spans are really short. Mm-hmm. When I go to a show, I want the spectacle. I want the, if I really want to think, I'm probably going to go to like a Broadway play or something. If I'm going to Vegas, I just want the glitz and the glam, I feel like, and not too much thinking. So, I mean, unless I specifically want to go somewhere and I want to be taken on a journey, then yes. But again, I mean, I think Simon had said something about he felt like he was like at an art museum or something. Like he was going through the history of art. And honestly, that's just not something I'm interested in. I think what he does it's a spectacle and it's amazing. It's gorgeous. And what he does is I can't even, blows my mind. I can never do something like that.
Like I said, it's cool. It's just not my type of entertainment.
Yeah. And
I think that's pretty much it.
And it's just nothing. It's where do we go from here? It's just the same thing every time. And
exactly.
That's what our good friend Coffee, exactly. I keep saying Coffee because I don't know how to pronounce the first one. But Blacklight Repeat, same thing again. Yeah, I 100% agree with you. So, again, if you have any comments on what acts you liked or what acts you want to see go forward, please, please talk to us in the live chat so we can shout you out. So, yeah.
And coming up next is Julianne's Golden Buzzer, Luke Islam, who we haven't seen in a little while because, you know, it's the Golden Buzzers. They go straight to the live shows. Luke is such a cute little boy. The voice that comes out of him and the fact that he is a Broadway, like he loves Broadway, I don't know. I think he's great. I think what makes him great too is his, not only his passion, but his confidence.
Yeah.
And I think it was Simon, I didn't write it down, but I think it was Simon or one of the judges said it was, he had confidence that you almost can't even teach. He just seems like he fits up there, and his voice is so powerful and belts. And yeah, I'm definitely a fan of him.
Yeah, I really liked him too. Again, I didn't see him from his Golden Buzzer. I wasn't able to be on the panel that week, so. To see him this time around, I was like, I loved him. He was so cute. I felt like I could relate to him, like he was me when I was younger, jamming to my favorite musicals. So, I mean, I'm a big, you know, musical fan myself, listening to Broadway music. So, yeah, he took me back, and I really enjoyed him, and his personality is infectious, and I loved him. And I loved the song he sang. It was very inspirational.
Yeah, it was great. I think, was that his song that you said you wanted to look up after? Someone sang a song and you're like, I want to know what song this is.
No, not that one.
Oh, but I thought it was him because that song was really, really great. But yeah, the next act that I thought was amazing and great and stepped it up like maybe, I can't even believe they were able to step it up 20 notches, was Bir Khalsa. And oh my God, these guys, they're from India. They don't know that much English, but they are still like funny. They know how to communicate, I think, with the audience. They know how to get a rise. At first, I was a little confused because they were all just screaming.
Yeah.
Their heads off. Like, they were literally just, going crazy. And then there was a new guy. So I was, like, really confused. I was like, oh, no, this is, like, is this going to be a disaster? Is this going to be kind of how it's always been? If you guys want to see me and Rachel's reaction, we're going to put it up on the screen for you because this was our reaction to the entire performance.
Yeah. I mean, it was just, it was really scary to watch. This is how I am every single time, actually, I watch them perform.
We were like
the sword went through the watermelon and we just like couldn't even take it. We were like, no, I can't. But yeah, I mean, I had to pull out the phone at that moment.
I was literally we were holding each other. I was literally holding you. I was like, oh my God, because I think the part that really freaked me out was the chainsaw and the cucumber. At first, when he put the cucumber's mouth, I was like, okay, this is weird. Like just such a weird visual. But like the way they did it, I just don't understand how they do it. Do they practice it enough that it's like a count, like one, two, three, four, five? Like they've got to be.
Yeah, there has to be some type of like counting or something that they do. Maybe the yelling is involved in the. I don't even know. I mean, I don't even know. How you rehearse something like that? It's just crazy. Apparently, they had a new member tonight.
Could you see them being a Vegas act?
Yes, I could.
They're really interesting.
They're very interesting, but I felt like tonight it was like watching a video game go on. I was like, well, is this a video game?
I think they've gotten better. I think they've got, like me personally, I really think they've gotten better.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm a little scared. I just feel like something like eventually is going to go wrong, which I hope, I'm trying not to put out that energy, but it definitely like scares me.
Well, let's hope that they stay safe.
Yeah, but I love them. They're great.
And before we get into our special segment and news, we are going to be talking about the final performance. My favorite, the one and only Cody Lee. Start it off, Rachel. What did you think about Mr. Cody Lee?
Cody Lee, amazing. I mean, like a bridge over troubled water, inspirational. Started out really, you know, soft and timid and built. You know, Gabriella said, you've changed the world and you're still changing the world. I mean, he's been faced with so many adversities in life. And the fact that he's able to come on that stage, it's just to watch his mom cry and just
it's so
everything.
Cute.
I mean, they said his video has 425 million views online.
That's insane.
He's
like the most, one of the most watched, I think maybe the most watched America's Got Talent contestant ever. And even Simon said, like, you are... I don't know the exact words he said, but, like, he's one of the most... Yeah, he's one of the biggest people that they've ever had. Like, one of the people that have really stuck out and inspired. I do not think it was as good as his first performance. I'm going to say that. I think his first performance, maybe... I don't know if it's because it wasn't as good or because it was just such a monumental thing and it was the first one and it was Cody Lee. But I'm not taking away that he did amazing. I mean, he's just such an artist. He's such a musician. I think maybe I just enjoyed the other song better, maybe, because I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I've listened to a couple of Cody Lee's YouTube videos or some of the videos he's posted on Instagram, and it is sometimes I find that some of his songs are better than others, and I just think, I don't know what that boils down to, but I just think with everything and the whole package that he presents, we do kind of forgive him for some of those notes. But I agree with you at not being as good as the first performance, but still amazing.
And then he like said, "Oh, I should have written it down when he gave like a shout out to the audience. And he's just like so confident. Like, thank you for supporting me. Oh, I love him. Those little videos of him as a baby. Yeah, I love Cody Lee.
Breaking hearts, touching hearts. He's doing it all.
Well, those are the acts for tonight. Loved them. Ended with one of my favorites. And so we are going to be talking about now the four acts that we think are going to be, not going to be going home, who we want to go home. If that makes, this sounds like kind of negative, but sorry.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Do you want to go through your top four?
Yeah.
Or your bottom four?
Again, our special segment tonight, it's our bottom four. These are the people, yeah, that we think are not going to go through, who would like to not go through. I have down my bottom four being Alex Dowis, number one, Ansley Burns, number two, number three, Emerald Bells. Number four, I'm going to say, I put down here Carmen Carter or Sophie Pecora, but I do believe it's going to be Carmen Carter to go home. So if I have to pick, it's going to be Alex Dowis, Ansley Burns, Emerald Bells, and Carmen Carter. Those are my four going home.
So mine are not in like any specific order. It's Ansley, Alex Dowis, Greg Morton, and Carmen Carter. And I was kind of the same with you. Sophie Pecora was in there, but my mind's not even going there because I know she's not going.
Yeah, same.
I'm like pretty sure she's not going to be going home.
Yeah.
But
let us know what you think, too. Yeah. We want to know what you guys think in the comments below. So let us know.
Let us know. Write down your bottom four that you think so that we can go back and forth and just, you know, compare notes and see what you guys think. So what? Not what. It is time for news and gossip.
Right.
I don't know why that was a question.
So some news and gossip tonight on your favorite Cody Lee. And I did check on Twitter as we were watching the show, and number three trending in America on Twitter was Cody Lee, AGT.
Damn.
So he's got a massive following.
He's
so
insane.
Of course our news segment is going to be about him.
I think he could win it. I'm telling you.
Yes, but this is about Cody. Cody Lee has already proven that he's the one to beat in season 14 of America's Got Talent. In the very first audition episode of the 2019 season, the now quarterfinalists stunned the judges and audience at home with his beautiful rendition of Donny Hathaway's A Song for You. His vocal talent was so amazing that new judge Gabrielle Union couldn't help but award Cody with a golden buzzer right off the bat. Now, as Cody begins the AGT live shows, his mom, Tina Lee, tells GoodHousekeeping.com that her son has been having the time of his life so far competing. Mm-hmm. And saying, "This experience has been one of the most memorable and amazing events in our lives. To see the world embrace Cody the way that they have has been truly incredible," she gushes. "To see all the attention and love he's getting from everyone makes him so happy. The first day, I don't think we stopped staring at us. He stopped staring at his phone and liking everyone's comments. I know that I tagged him in a couple of things, and he liked them. He would comment back." Yeah, so he loves interacting with his fans. Behind the cameras, Tina says that all of the judges, Simon Cowell, Julianne Hough, Howie Mandel, and host Terry Crews were nothing but supportive after the audition, but it was Gabrielle in particular who gave Cody the compliment of a lifetime. "She truly feels Cody is going to change the world," Tina explains. I think when she says that, she is saying it in a positive way of hope and inspiration to all humans, and anything is possible no matter your circumstance. Looking ahead to the next round of AGT and beyond, Tina says that Cody has made it clear that no matter if he wins or if he's eliminated, he still wants to do what he loves. As long as Cody is playing music, recording music, and performing live, he is in his happy place. With that being said, it sounds like Cody has a set plan for what he'll do if he wins the title and scores the $1 million prize. Cody would love to have a grand piano in every color if possible, Tina says.
Oh my God.
But moreover, he would love to collaborate with other great musicians and bring love to the world through music and entertainment. He would continue to achieve his lifetime goal of being a professional musician for as long as he can.
I could totally see him collabing with artists.
Oh my God.
100%. Let us know in the comments below, who do you think that he would be good to collab with? Because honestly, like off the top of my head, I can't think of it, but let us know. Ooh, that would. God, I love Cody Lee. It's the Cody Lee show tonight, guys.
Cody Lee show tonight, yes.
It is. But thank you guys so much for watching. Stay tuned because the quarterfinals is going to be August 13th, 20th, and 27th, 13th tonight. And the semifinals are going to be September 3rd and 10th, and the finals will be September 17th. So that is the schedule for the show, the breakdown. Make sure to always tune into AfterBuzz After Show so that you can get a feel for our opinions, meaning your opinions, and just, like, loving on AGT because we all love AGT. tea.
Yeah, exactly.
But let us know where we can find you, Rachel.
You can find me on Instagram at Rachel Swindler, or you can find me on Twitter at Rachie Swin. And I do some really good impersonations, so you should look me up.
She does. You really definitely should. And you should look me up because I also do makeup along with TV hosting. So follow me at Justine Devanna on Instagram. And until next time, we will see you guys next week for another episode of the quarterfinals. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principal.